I often hear that today's students are poor at cleaning the classroom. In fact, many of my students are just chatting to one another all during the floor sweeping period. They are not willing to hold a broom, and if they do, they play a sword battle with it. They seldom make its end touch the floor. As for wiping the floor with a wet cloth, it is out of the question. Most of them don't even try to approach the bucket. They may think the wet cloth in it is dirty. Only a few brave students pick its tip up without squeezing the water out and give a light stroke to the floor. I wonder if they are writing a letter on it. They don't know how to use a broom or wet cloth. However, I don't think it is their fault. They have not been trained to clean the room. When they were born, brooms or wet cloths had already been out of use in their homes. Instead, a vacuum cleaner and a chemical cloth had taken their place. Moreover, the modern way of life hasn't offered them a place which they sweep or wipe. We have carpets on the floor and dirt floors have disappeared. So young people haven't had a chance to use brooms and wet cloths any longer. Since they have not been accustomed to using them, it may be natural that they don't know how to clean the classroom. However, even if they are not used to doing it, their classroom needs cleaning. It is used by them day after day. Nobody likes dirty classrooms. As you know, today's young people seem to like cleanliness, so their own private rooms must be kept neat and tidy. I want them to pay attention to the beauty of public places as well. They should be wise enough to learn soon how to use brooms and cloths when they need to use them. If not, I am afraid that public places in Japan will be all covered with dirt in the near future.